Meow by Biagro, read by Twasadark. Fandom Harry Potter. Pairing Harry Draco. Rating G. Number 1 in the Catboy Draco arc. Harry wandered the halls with no particular destination in mind. He heard footsteps and glanced up to see Malfoy approaching. Harry sighed and debated ducking into a random classroom, but decided it would only make things that much worse the next time he encountered the blonde. He plodded resolutely forward. However, as he got closer to the Slytherin, he noticed something odd. They stopped 3 feet apart, and before he could stop himself, Harry blurted, "What have you been up to?" Draco sniffed, sneered, and then replied in a pompous drawl, "I have been working on my animagus form, Potter." Instead of looking impressed, as he was sure the Slytherin wanted him to, Harry grinned. "Let me guess, a cat of some sort?" Draco gaped at him and sputtered, "How did you know?" "You still have, Harry pointed at his head, trying to suppress a laugh. Malfoy immediately dug his hands into the platinum locks and then froze as his fingers encountered 2 furry cat ears sticking up on either side of his head. His look of utter shock was priceless. "They're a very pretty gray, I must admit," Harry said, crossing his arms and staring at the new appendages in mock appraisal. "Tell me, do you also have a tail?" He tried to peer around the shell-shocked boy. At that, Draco's eyes went wide, and he quickly reached around behind his back. His startled squeak a moment later answered Harry's question. You might want to go see Madame Pomfrey about that," the Gryffindor informed him carefully, torn between the urge to fall on the floor laughing at Malfoy's predicament, and wanting to pull him close and comfort the obviously distressed Slytherin. And where the hell had that urge come from? Draco nodded absently and then took off toward the hospital wing at a run. He was almost to the end of the corridor when Harry called out to him, "Hey, Malfoy!" Surprisingly, Draco stopped and turned, his face quizzical but not annoyed. "For the record, you make a pretty hot cat boy." Draco blushed to the tips of his adorable gray ears and then disappeared from sight. His rapid footfalls echoed for several minutes. Harry grinned to himself and began to whistle as he continued on his way. End.